And now, the rest of the story. The 1890s brought some sweltering summers to New York City, and one of the coolest retreats from the mid-year heat was the basement of the old police headquarters. In the dog days, it became a gathering place where detectives and newspaper reporters and even prisoners would sit down together to gossip or to doze or to play cards. One such afternoon, a police detective began talking about a recent burglary. The details were fascinating. The family that had been robbed was a prominent one. Now, one of the reporters present that day was a man named Steffens, who worked for the Post. Returning to his office later, he wrote the intriguing robbery story as the detective had told it, and it ran the following day. And that would have been that. Except not far away, in the office of another newspaper, an editor was chewing out one of his star reporters, a man named Reese, R-I-I-S. He said, "Reese, why didn't we run that story?" And the reporter, irritated, replied that stories like that were a dime a dozen. He said, "I can bring you all you want of that sort of thing." The editor answered, "Do it, do it." Well, Reese did it. From special contacts in the New York Police Department, he learned of a sensational holdup. He reported it for his paper. Suddenly, it was reporter Steffens, editor on the Post, demanding more such stellar stories from Steffens. And you're getting ahead of me. Before long, every newspaper reporter in town was competing for unusual crime stories. Previously, the papers had culled the crime reports from court records. But now the scoop was the thing. New Yorkers cringed inside their homes. The orgy of evil reflected in front pages made it seem a crime wave had washed over the city. Of course, there was no crime wave. Just a flurry of reporting that made it appear there was. Two men, two reporters, Steffens and Reese, had started the citywide panic. Well, one man sought to end it. And he was the president of the New York City Board of Police Commissioners, and his name was Ted. Ted was actually a friend of both of the reporters, Steffens and Reese. And when he was told how this uncrime wave had started, he summoned those two reporters to his office, and Ted said, "You got to stop this nonsense." And Steffens and Reese obeyed. And fellow reporters followed. And on the orders of one man, a crime wave was now over. And let me explain, so that it will be plain, crime statistics at the time show there were no arrests or trials or convictions during the headline spree, no more than before. Actually, factually, there was no crime wave. It had just made, well, it sounded as though there were one. Until, as I say, one man put a stop to the rampant reporting. And by the way, the man who put a stop to it, the man who yanked the print out from under the newsmaker uppers, the police administrator, who pulled the plug on the press, one day was to become this nation's number one law enforcement officer, President Teddy Roosevelt. And now you know the rest of the story.